Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want all the vax Nazis, the mask Nazis, and just leftist Nazis in general, a.k.a. socialist. Just so you're clear, a Nazi is nothing but a socialist. But I want them to understand that I will never, repeat, never let you live down your lies. You are going to be confronted with your lies as long as there is air in my lungs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These leftist socialists, these Nazis, these self-indulgent, follow the narrative, and I don't care to where, if it takes them over the cliff, little pukes, disgust me. And I know there are people out there listening going, Kevin, will you please soften your language, brother? Come on, brother, it's me in Christ. Soften your language, Kev. Let me just say something for all you people out there going, please soften the language, Kevin Jackson. It's very Christian of me to say this to them in the form that I'm saying it. I'm not going against anything. I'm speaking the truth. I want to welcome you true Americans to my show. The people who have finally gotten fed up like me and said enough is enough. And said, you know what? It's time we fight back. Let me tell you guys something. The left have backed away from Wu Flu just as I predicted. The left are backing away from leftism just as I predicted. It's biblical. I've been telling you this. I warned leftists for months. The truth will come out. Look in the book of Jamal, in the book of Shaniqua. It's in your Bible. You better know your Bible. Leftists are like, oh my gosh, the book of Shaniqua, the book of Jamal. I wasn't aware. Yeah, y'all keep looking. I'm joking with you folks a little bit, but let me tell you something. Truth's coming out. And I told you guys this. I had my producers, we're not going to play it. I had my producers go and talk about when I first made the comment and I told you how the game was going to get played. I said, let me tell you what the left is going to do. They're going to start backing away from Wu Flu. I said this weeks before what you're starting to see now. Last week, there were so many revelations of people going, oh, and now we understand. It's all about the polls. It's about getting votes and all this. I saw this as clear as day ahead of the pack. That's why many of you are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I would love to tell you folks that it's just because I'm so brilliant. Yes, there's a lot to that, but I want you to understand this. And I'm being very serious now. Every thought that I have that I share with you is inspired by God. I can't do this by myself. When my team gets together and we talk about all the things that we do, the work that we do, I will tell you as God is my witness. If you look at it on paper, it's impossible. And you ask yourself, how do we get so much done? And here's what the real trick is. How do you get so much done on so few resources? No offense, folks out there, but you are not exactly overwhelming me with your gift giving. We sell a couple of T-shirts here and there, which is my messaging, but we don't sell enough to go, ooh, yeah, we're making a dent. Let me give you guys some statistics. The Hodge twins. Some of you listen to their program. I don't listen to their show. No offense against them. I'm just too busy. I wish I had more free time. I hear they're very entertaining. They made $16 million last year. Yeah. YouTube revenue, merchandising. It's a crazy amount of merchandising. I won't say who this person is, but I'll tell you this. This person I know personally netted $77,000 in this particular person's retail shop. And they don't touch a thing. Neither of those people ever had shows on Fox, have ever been as popular as I am, I mean, when in terms of capability of being popular. And I was censored to such a degree that I'm telling you, these guys are both teams of the people I'm talking about are making millions of dollars a year and would have never predicted it. Now, I don't begrudge them anything. I love these people. Hodge twins are amazing. I've met them one time. I consider them friends, you know, in the sense that we are in a common battle for things, but it's night and day. So, again, I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but what I'm telling you is this. We get up every morning on this team with the idea that we are going to do God's work, and I'm convinced that it'll pay off. I really am. And for the record, we have so many things to be blessed for. I got partners in the Flick Fest. That is going to be a revolutionary change that we put on Hollyweird and Netflix and others. And it is going to give a break to so many people. And we are finally getting the cash to do some work there. And boy, the app is under development. We have one of my good friends, Brandon Tatum's coming in as a partner. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to show you guys where this thing's going to be in 90 days. But I hope you support it. I hope you go. I hope you join it. I hope you get involved with our the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Why? Because those little duckies, those little $5 and $10 donations help us to put this out there in a wide way. We're rolling Bleeding Blue out across the country. Do you know five Phoenix cops were shot the other day, last weekend? Five of them got shot in one incident. The target that's on their backs is going to be escape from New York. If we don't do something quickly, we'll talk more about it. Our charity work for seeking educational excellence and getting people on these school boards and becoming superintendents of education, and you know, so we can start looking at curriculum and things like this. That is a huge thing for us. We've got to do these things. And that's what we're doing. So when I talk about these knuckleheads on the left, I'm telling you, I'm doing God's work. I'm telling you who they are. I'm telling them to their faces. They're backing away from this woo flu because people are catching on. And I told you this, and the pundits are now catching on. Dave Rubin, he did a whole thing on it. MRC News, by the way, weeks after I said it, and I'm only reemphasizing this just to explain to you that I see these things in advance. That's what a strategist does. He's looking at it going, they can't keep this ruse up. So we're going to talk about that today. And while we're doing that, I'm going to encourage you to find out more about what we do. If you have suggestions, which Bonnie sends me stuff a lot, tell us what you think. We are willing to do it. Look, you are very special people. You are smart. We take your word for it. So we appreciate all the inputs. We don't take them all, but we certainly appreciate them. Hey, I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats are very bright in one respect. They sense when it's time to make a change. And even though this one's come late, the Democrats are making a move. Sadly for them, it is too little too late. And even though technically they have enough time to change the dynamic, if you will, before the midterms, they have a major problem. Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You true Americans, you're the reason why the Democrats have shifted gears. I want you to understand, folks, the New World Order was in full effect. They thought they had us. They milked Wu Flu for all it was worth. And let me tell you something, it's a big backfire. Oh, yeah, there's going to be some people that will put that mask on as soon as they're, you know, they've been trained like Pavlov's dog. They ring the bell, bing, there goes the mask, and they're going to start getting shots. But an overwhelming majority of you didn't. Remember when they told us we couldn't go back to normal until everybody was vaccinated and everybody was wearing masks and we had socially distanced and we had trained ourselves to understand that we could no longer have a normal life again. No more going to grandma's funeral or little Betty's wedding. No more bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and quinceañeras and whatever else. No more house parties for the black folks. Forget about it.
Life as you know it has changed, and you better get used to it. Oh, wait. I just saw a poll. Democrats are now scared to death. What have we done? Oh, my goodness. How do we back away from this? Boop, boop, boop. I keep telling you, I was saying this all along. They had to back up. Economy destroying moves. How can you continue to do that? And then say, oh, well, we're going to get out of this inflationary period, and we'll talk about inflation in just a bit. A big bugaboo for Joe Biden. And let me tell you something. He ain't getting out of it soon, anytime soon. You can't shut down the spigot like that and spin it back up. And here's what you really can't do. You will never, Joe Biden, the Captain Demento and Team Demento, will never gain back America's trust. It's broken. And I'm not. Here's what I want to do today. I want to feature people who are saying the same thing, finally getting on board with me. But I said it earlier, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying it so you understand that when you're listening to me, I'm playing chess while these chumps are playing checkers. I'm not talking about my peers. I'm talking about the left. They're playing checkers. I can see their play as clearly as I can see my hands in front of my face in this moment. So, where are we at? There's an article, a guy says, if you think the Democrats suddenly care about your freedom, then you haven't been paying attention for the last 2 years. When this pandemic first hit our shores, Trump immediately blamed the communist Chinese government, and as time went on, we saw that Trump was right. Now, I'm going to stop there just to remind you. Trump was not only right about that, and even though he screwed the pooch but with, I'm going to do Operation Light Speed, Warp Speed, and we're going to get all this stuff done because he wanted to show people. See, Trump, this is where he misses the mark. He wanted to show people, I can get government and swing them into action faster than anybody. And what Trump missed was, what we wanted him to say was, I'm going to show you how you don't need government. And even at the speed that government can go, when somebody like myself does it, it isn't better than what you can do for yourselves. Think about if Trump had made that as a statement and said, I'm giving hydroxychloroquine and vitamins to everybody, and I'm also going to be sending out ivermectin to everybody and whatever else that might have worked. Where would we be now? Now, I'm not blaming Trump. I mean, to some degree I am, but I'm saying I get the politicization that was happening. I understand the vortex of insanity and, quite frankly, the vortex of the New World Order that said you will capitulate. But Donald Trump, we need leaders that are smart enough to see this. And Trump, he missed the boat on that. But even in doing it, what he should have said is, okay, I'm going to go down this course of action with these folks, but I'm also going to recommend that many of you do these other things. And if we stem the curve with that, and he gets a, by the way, what Donald Trump also should have done is he should have paid a group of scientists, put them in charge, gotten rid of Fauci and team, and said, I'm going to get a whole other group of scientists that will have just as much authority, and that we're going to see what they say. See, the left manipulated scientists. They paid them to give us misinformation. How about Trump pay people to go give us the real truth and elevate them? Because, see, we wouldn't have Fauci the fraud. He wouldn't be a household name. He wouldn't have won a Nobel Peace Prize and $1 million? He wouldn't be getting accolades from everybody. Instead, he would be known for what he is, a fraud. But we didn't do that. The guy goes on. What did Democrats in Congress do when Trump, essentially said that there was a Chinese government? He says they called him and anybody who echoed his sentiment xenophobic and racist. Do you remember when they even tried to stop Asian hate? That was part of the campaign. Oh, all these Asians getting beat up because Donald Trump is saying that China brought the virus. It's on him. Stop Asian hate. That was what that was all about. I don't know if you figured that out. Because I didn't talk about it that much. But it was merely, if any Asian person got attacked, it was Trump that did it. Even when there were black folks beating up Asians and saying, nah, man, he just looked like he has some money. It had nothing to do with Donald Trump. But the program was orchestrated that any any bad mouthing of China, any Asian that was attacked, no matter, an Asian could have been walking with $100 bills, you know, taped to his suit through Compton, and they would have said it was Trump's fault that the people attacked that poor Asian man. That man hit the lottery. He had a suitcase full of money. He was just minding his own business, walking through Compton. Dude could have been butt naked yelling out, you know, the N-word, and they would have blamed Trump. That's where we are. So anyway, I just want to be clear. That's what that campaign was about. So they called him a xenophobe and a racist. And then, of course, as the guy writes, as the pandemic scamdemic wore on, it was Democrat governors who decided to not only shut down the entire U.S. economy, they in effect put their entire populations under house arrest, calling it self-quarantine, quote, to slow the spread. So, silly people, Americans, freedom lovers, people that have never even thought about this type of nonsense, said, you know what, it's for the greater good. I think I better go ahead and do it. Let's just, you know what, I mean, whatever. I told you guys, I rebelled. I'm a free-range Negro. You're not going to put me on anybody's plantation. So I didn't do it. I went out every day. I told you guys, I went out every day. Even when places were closed, I drove through the parking lot. Almost daring cops. Stop, come on, tell me I'm supposed to be home. Watch me go completely jungle on you. Guy says, it was supposed to last 2 weeks, but we're 2 years in. Now, fast forward to today, and all of a sudden, and without any warning, those same lockdown crazy Democrats in Congress and the mainstream media want to lift all COVID-19 restrictions so we can go back to our regular lives. You don't have to go back a month to hear something different. Here.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, can you imagine that? What should be the biggest
biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention. And in breaking news this afternoon, a mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, is safe after he was targeted in a shooting just below his office this morning. Craig Greenberg, the Democrat who announced his mayoral run in April of last year, said on Twitter, "My team and I are fortunately all safe. We are with the LMPD now. Thank you for the outpouring of support." This is USA Radio News. Cold War-like tensions continue at the Ukrainian border. Another country is trying to help with that story. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Germany is doing more to avert conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Kyiv on Monday to talk with Ukrainian leaders regarding Russia's posturing on their border. Also, Ukraine's foreign minister requested a meeting with Kremlin officials within the next 48 hours. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez, once called by Donald Trump a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now the key part of an investment group seeking to buy the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel, according to the Associated Press. A-Rod's involvement in the $375 million deal, which could close within the next 2 weeks, would make the athlete-turned-entrepreneur an unlikely financial savior for Trump, allowing him to recoup millions he invested and even emerge with a large profit from his hotel. Don't forget, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats need lifeboats. Lots of them. Those clowns are sailing on the new and improved Titanic. It'll sink faster than the other one. I call it the Bidenic. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. America finds itself on the brink of war with Russia, and Joe Biden's, you know, he's out there acting like Tommy Toughbutt. "I'll send troops, maybe, maybe I won't. You better stop it. I'll cut off the Nord Stream pipeline, maybe, but I can't really do it." He's got no negotiating room whatsoever. And he thinks he can play these games with a guy as astute as Putin. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. China could invade Taiwan. We have a supply chain issue that is not going away. Bidenflation that we're going to talk more about here today. We still have an amazingly high crime rate. Democrats that have now had to backtrack on defunding the police to now saying, "Where are the cops at, man? Come do something about the crime, man." And where are their cries of racism? Racism, racism everywhere, and global climate change is this. I want you just one day just sit down and chart all the things that these people complain about and say is going to doom us, and then ask yourself, where are we? All this is going on, and you know what Joe Biden's solution is? Handing out crack pipes to colored folks. Did I say crack pipes? Crack pipes. See, that's what happens when you're smoking crack and doing a radio show. You can't mention crack pipe on social media or you get banned. Got to protect Joe, you ain't black Biden from himself. That's why they do it. So crack pipes are gone, man. And crack pots are gone, too, like that crack pot Fauci the fraud. Democrats, folks, are destroying themselves on every policy issue. And particularly Wu Flu. And the reason why Wu Flu is intriguing to me is because it impacts so many other areas for the left. It impacts the economy, which of course has a sub-impact to inflation. It's causing inflation. It impacts the national debt. It impacts the budget. It impacts what's happening. The inflation is what's creating people. It's putting a bigger divide between rich and poor. It separated the country over the vax versus unvax, the mask versus unmask. And now, what are we finding out? Huh? Hey, vax and mask Nazis that used to write to me, what are we finding out? Are we finding out that Kevin was a purveyor of misinformation? Or are we finding out that Kevin was a purveyor of common sense that sadly wasn't even that big of a deal? I didn't even use a lot of my brain to tell you, wake up, people. This is a ruse. And I'm proud to say, millions of Americans recognize it. I'm not taking credit for common sense. It's too easy. I gave you some deeper thoughts around this, started talking about the idea of why would somebody do this if there's really no need to. I led you down that conspiracy path of the only reason why you could be asking people to do this is you want to be able to cut their lights out at any time. I stick by that conspiracy theory. Yeah, holy mother of Alex Jones, many of us believe it. We must have 100% compliance. And I can walk you through 70%. No, we need 90%. Then suddenly 100. You want me to play those clips, you vax Nazis? Of Fauci saying, even if America vaccinated 100%, the world would have to vaccinate 100%. Well, I ask you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is the world vaccinating 100%? The answer is no. Because everybody woke up and we stopped this nonsense before it could get any further. And let me tell you something, it got much further than any of us probably would have predicted. Sadly so. And I'm ashamed of that, not for, because of my part of it, but just the fact that freedom-loving people could let governments all over the world decide, we're going to lock you down over something that effectively was a flu. But now it's backfired. And everybody's noticing the backtrack on the left. If you think they're just going to skulk back and go, oh, you know, we're really sorry. We didn't mean to do it. See, it would have been okay had they not been so dogmatic, so Orwellian that it was going to be by mandate. Remember the people telling us, don't give them medical. Don't give them food. Don't let them do anything. Don't let them go freedom. And have these are people that were ready to put us in our own concentration camps. Because they thought they were right. And I'm telling you, that I don't want to tell you folks, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I would like to grab every one of those little Nazis that said, I hope you can't get medical care. I hope you don't have a job. I hope you can't move around the country, and punch them square in their face. And it isn't for me. It's because what they were going to do to your children and your grandchildren. You could survive it. You could go buy. I'm just going to move out to the country. I'll grow my own. You could do a lot of things. What's going to happen to the generation of kids who would have bought this nonsense? I know, Kevin, you always want to fight. I want to fight when it's the right time to fight. Other than that, I don't want to fight. Live and let live. Be lovers, not fighters. Whatever. Use whatever motto you want. But let me tell you, when you think you can tell me to do something over nonsense, and I know it's nonsense, then I'm willing to fight. Military people were discharged because they wouldn't get the vax. They weakened our military over a lie. People got vaxxed because they were forced to, and they died. They did this because their employers went, you need to get the vax. It's safer for everybody. Liars. They were complicit to this. You know people. Don't go Google people who got the shot and died. There's stories out there. It's not anecdotal. It's not onesie-twosie. We showed athlete after athlete, brilliant young kids, under 30 years old, many people under 50, dropping like flies. And you know what the governments, and particularly our Fauci, the fraud, and the administration here said, Team Demento? Oh, that's not true. Don't believe those videos. They had all their fact checkers telling us that didn't happen. That's not true. I bet you everybody listening to my voice right now, you know somebody under 50 years old who died. I'm not talking about Meatloaf or, you know, which he was older, or Bob Saget, who they now say, no, he died from a blow to the head or something like that. Lies. All these people died from that stupid death poke. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to give you data. But we all know somebody. Somebody young, under 50, under 60. Even younger than that. We know people who've been debilitated because of it. All you got to do is ask around. Oh, Bill got sick. Really? Well, what happened to him? Well, I don't know. He just started having this thing. Did he get the shot? Yeah. Well, prior to that, he was fine. Well, then you know it was a shot. If you get on a motorcycle, you wreck the motorcycle and break your leg, I don't go, well, how did he break his leg? I know how you broke it. Others lost their jobs for the same reason, folks, because of these stupid, you know, these people going, you better get that shot or you can't work. And there are many examples of Democrats lying to get people to do what they did not want to do. And now they want to backtrack. Oh, well, you know, we now say it's okay if you do this or that. Well, we still want to do the kids. The least needed, the least people needed to do any of this stuff are the kids. And you know why they keep it there for the kids? Because it's going to be, oh, well, you know what? We've analyzed the data now for the children, and we can now let that go. So now let's open up the schools. We have a clip. I'll play it in the next segment. Joe Biden bragging about, well, the schools when I came in were 45% open, and now they're 98% open. A lie. But whatever it is, he acts like he gave you the schools back. These clowns conspired to make us pay for the kids. To teach our own kids and not get paid. Let me ask this during the time of Wu Flu. While teachers are asking for more money, while schools are flush with money that they got from Wu Flu funds, that's why they're not begging. Schools are, all the schools, the public schools are flush with your money, folks. Did a dime of it come to you? Did they give you any kind of government tax rebate because you had to take your kids and teach them yourself? Did you get any break? Asking for a friend. Anyway, remember the story of the man who couldn't get a heart because he wouldn't take the jab? I mean, here's a guy that's got a heart issue. And they're going, take this and we'll give you a new heart. And he's going, do you understand my heart is already bad? And this thing causes enlarging of the heart. It causes blood clots. The last thing I want to do is take this stupid death poke before I get a chance in my life. Nope, unless you get the shot, you can't get a heart. What government bureaucrat gets to make that decision for him? This is a life or death decision. And are we talking about it? What about that volunteer mom who got vaxxed because she wanted to participate with her kids at school and she died, something like 37 years old? I'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. President, in recent days, we've seen numerous governors from blue states roll back indoor mask requirements, essentially getting ahead of the federal government, the CDC. Are those governors wrong?
Well, it's hard to say whether they're wrong. Here's the science is saying now that masks work, masks make a difference, and there's a relationship. I think there's only one governor drawing back immediately, and most of them are somewhere in February, I mean, the end of February, March, April, they're set a time limit, and I assume it has something to do with whether the Omicron variant continues to dive and fewer cases. And because there is a relationship between the number of cases you have in your community and the need for wearing masks.
You acknowledge, though, a restlessness and leaders bowing to the political winds.
Oh, I do. Omicron and the variant, all the variants, have had a profound impact on the psyche of the American people.
Should children be required to wear masks in schools?
Well, look, when I got in office, only 46% of the schools were open. Now 98% of them are open, and they're wearing masks. What's happening is, every day that goes by, children are more protected. We're now on the verge of being able to have shots for children under the age of 7 and young children. And so the more protection they have, probably you're going to see less and less requirement to have the mask.
What a crock of crap. The group that I'm affiliated with, the Cigar Club guys down in Tampa, are waging a thing that says outlaw the ability for this mRNA vaccine to go to children. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is amazing what Biden wants to do. He says it's a relationship between the number of cases and the need to wear a mask. Well, the cases are dropping. And then Holt asks, what's the impact on the psyche? It's huge. But what is Biden's response? Well, 46% of the schools weren't open when I came into office, and now 98% of them are. That's his new litmus test for success. See, they always, liberals have a way of trying to tell you a way to measure success that has nothing to do with measuring success. Why aren't 100% of the schools open? And oh, for the record, it doesn't matter how many of the schools are open, because they aren't teaching them anything. They're ruining these kids. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. But here's what I want you to understand. While all this is crumbling all around them, they still want to give kids shots. Now, see, if you're a thinking person like I am, you're wondering, why would you? You're watching everything go. Adults are finally revolting. No more masks, no more vaccines. And the least vulnerable group of everybody. And Joe Biden says, well, you know, the shots for the young kids, it's more protection. And the more protection they have, it's less requirements for the mask. If you notice, most of these places, they're releasing adults. But they're saying, well, we're not quite free yet to do this for the kids, because they want to make sure that the generation of kids coming up remain drones, easily programmable, easily misled. And that's the full court press. That's why they won't release the kids. The least vulnerable. Think about it. By the way, poke holes in it if you think you can. It was the next part of the thing that Lester Holt asked Joe Biden about the impact of masks. Because Lester Holt is saying, you're behind, man. The governors are all moving without you. They're ahead of the CDC. What he's saying in a nice way is, they get it. They're no longer following you. They no longer believe Fauci the fraud. But anyway, here's part two.
And the question is, with these governors making these moves, does it begin to make the government, the CDC, irrelevant, that people will gravitate toward, you know, the advice that really fits their worldview, that this thing feels like it's over?
Well, look, I think it's one thing to say, to talk about masks other than to talk about shots and boosters and the like. But it's, you know, look, it is confusing. It's worrisome to people. They're trying to figure out. But what I've tried to do, I've tried to make sure we have all the vaccines needed, all the boosters needed, all the masks needed, all the protection that's needed.
Are you afraid, though, that some states and cities are moving too quickly to loosen indoor mask mandates?
Well, you know, it's I committed that I would follow the science as put forward by the CDC and the federal people, and I think it's probably premature, but it's, you know, it's a tough call.
Yeah, it's a tough call. You want to know why it's a tough call? Because it's leftist governments doing it, leftist governors. When DeSantis did it, it wasn't a tough call. He called him, he says he's a merchant of death. Essentially, he accused DeSantis of killing people. But now that it's liberal governors, leftist governors, he's like, well, yeah, it's a tough call. Don't worry, folks. We ain't going to let it go away. That's why we're here. I tell you, there are groups out there, like the guys I mentioned for the Cigar Club and many others, who are working. They're petitioning. They're not going to let this go. These mass murders, that's what's occurred here. Mass murders are not going to go unheralded. When we get the real data on the number of people impacted, folks, from these mandatory vaccinations and who either had massive complications or die, that's when we're going to be able to go to battle. But here's what I want to do before we while we're on the subject. I want to play devil's advocate for just a bit for myself. So let's say, for the sake of this discussion, that I'm right about the deaths and other critical injuries that have occurred. Let's say that there really are hundreds of thousands of deaths. Sorry, well, let's just do this. Let's say it's tens of thousands. And let's say there are millions of people with adverse reactions, debilitating, possibly for the rest of their lives. Let's just play devil's advocate. What if I'm right? How would you respond? And I'm saying this to the vax Nazis out there, the people that say, well, you're spreading misinformation. Okay, let's say that I'm not. Let's say that everything I told you is correct. What happens then? Who do we blame? Who should be at fault here? So ask a leftist that. Just say, hey, listen, you seem to think you're right. Have you always been right? Are you right about everything? No? Okay. So let me ask, play devil's advocate. I want to ask you, what if you're wrong? What if it turns out the government didn't give us all the right data? They were lying to us. And all these things that you consider to be conspiracy theories or whatever on the other side of this issue, what if the other side is right? Don't give me what you think. I'm just saying, answer that question. What if they're right? How would you feel? Who should be complicit? What if you learn that Fauci lied? And let them give you an answer. Well, let me tell you what they're going to do. Well, he didn't lie. Okay, that's not what I ask you. So let me give you this. I'll answer the question a different way. I'll ask this question of myself. What if it's true for you that we should have gotten vaccinated, blah, blah, blah? Here's my answer. I didn't die. They're now changing all the rules to say the masks didn't work, the vaccines didn't work, the boosters aren't really working. 99.99% of the people who ever got this disease are still living. So I can answer the question for you. I didn't get vaccinated. I didn't die. So I'm asking you my question again. What if it turns out that what I said is true? What if people who got the shot died, that they lied to you? What if people have debilitating, you know, stuff afterwards? What if, and force them to answer? Because, see, I've answered your question. You want to know how we've answered their question? The reality of we didn't get sick and die. I mean, I got sick. I didn't die. Many people got sick and died. Can you debate me on this? How many people caught Wu flu and died? Do you know anybody that caught Wu flu and died and didn't die? Of course you do. You know many of them. Yeah, did any of them? Do you know any of them that didn't get vaccinated and didn't die? I could go on. I can prove my point with reality. But here's what you don't know. You don't want to believe the data that I'm telling you. So I'm just asking you, if it turns out that I'm right, what are the ramifications? Because if I'm wrong, the ramifications are they're opening up the country. They're doing everything to go back to normal. And I didn't change a thing. I think you guys get it. They called us super spreaders, right? We were the ones that they said are to blame for all of the disease that's out there. Remember when they called this, do you remember this? A pandemic of the unvaccinated. Okay. So let's go with that. Let's say we are super spreaders and it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What was the outcome? Nobody died. There have been no more deaths than the regular flu. And you know what they're doing? They're going back to normal. So think about it. Make the left think about it. You gotta listen here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.